you, the learned people. No.
So, Poop Cruise on Netflix. You watched it?
I did. Yeah. I watched it this morning, and yeah, I got strong feelings.
Was it over breakfast?
No, it was after. It was.
Don't really watch it if you haven't watched it yet. Don't watch it with a meal.
Yeah, it's I don't gross. Really eat breakfast. It was a post dog walk. Sit and watch.
So it was a 4-day cruise. It was on Carnival. They went from Texas to Mexico. Over 4,000 passengers. There was a fire that knocked out the electrical system mm-hmm. to the ship. It set the ship adrift at sea. They had no air conditioning. They had no water, no refrigeration, no plumbing, nothing. And pretty much everybody was left fighting for what they could come up with for food, and poop and pee was everywhere.
It was for like, what, 6 or 7 days that was like this until they were...
Well, the first 3 days were great.
Yeah, weren't bad. So it was like, there was like...
And then they had the fire.
There was like three or four bad days. Because it was like you said, it was a six... Because it took an extra day. I think it was 8 days total, 3 days were fine, and then I think it was 5 days for them to get into... To get pulled
into
port.
Yeah, they kind of couldn't figure out how to get it back, into port.
Yeah, they brought a tugboat and hauled it back in.
At any rate, I was teasing this yesterday. I was saying, go watch this because I have a hot take about it. Yeah. And apparently you do too.
I do.
Wonder if our hot takes are the same.
Okay.
My hot take is that wasn't that bad.
Yes. And this is my hot take. Everyone on that boat is a bunch of cry little bitches.
Well, I just think that they the way they interviewed them and the way they presented the
that whiny bitch
material
yes.
was just, I mean, it was just kind of, what's the word? It's like this, for example, small example, there's three girls that they interviewed.
I hated them all and I wanted them all to fall off the boat.
So they're there for their bachelorette party or something. One of them's getting
which
married.
Immediately I means I hate them.
And one of them was just like, I have to pee in the shower?
Yes. She couldn't get over the idea of having to pee in the shower. She thought it was like an indignity that you couldn't possibly overcome.
So it's things like that.
You've never done this?
Look,
ever?
Well, right. Okay, so first of all, it's things like that. It's and it got way worse. I mean, it got bad. Like, I'm not saying anybody would want to be on
that
cruise.
The last day or two looked a little worse.
It looked really bad, dude. There was poop, like, flowing through the hallways and in the rooms. It's really bad, but, you know, my whole thing watching it was, okay, look, that sucked.
Yeah.
But, and I wouldn't want to be there, but at the same time, dude, they opened the bar.
Yes.
There was a party.
At one point, like 3 days into this.
It's not life and death.
Carnival decided that they were going to give free drinks to everybody, and at that point, everyone gets housed, including... A guy and gal decided to have sex out on the deck chair in front of everybody. They just didn't.
Well, and that was another one where the woman was so aghast at that. Oh, cover your eyes then.
And there was another guy who, again, their idea. And by the way, I thought this was a good plan. So they realized the toilets didn't work. And so they brought around these red plastic bags and they just told everybody, you got to pee in the shower. And had everyone done this, this would have been way, way better. But I guess a bunch of people on the boat refused to do it, and they kept pooping in the toilets.
Well, they wanted them to poop in the red biohazard bag.
Yes. And there were a handful of people that could not possibly believe.
Well, I don't want to do it in the bag.
Well, dude, I don't think it's a handful. I think it's most of the shit.
There was so many people that
Get
were like
over
this.
It.
There were so many people that were like, you want me to poop in a bag? This is the most ridiculous. I would. They would poop in a toilet that didn't work.
That's right.
And
before
that,
the bag.
And then they're like, you can't keep doing this. It's going to overflow. It's going to cause problems. The toilets don't work. And you had hundreds, if not thousands of people that refused to just poop in a bag.
Right. Which that's part of why I don't think it was that bad, is that they were still peeing and pooping.
Yes.
So they were, look, the toilets weren't working, but they were still relieving themselves. It's not like they had to sit and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You weren't dying. It's unsanitary.
It made me...
The food situation was bad. There were people that were fighting over food and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things where you get into a situation that sucks. You can do one of two things. You can just make the best of it and do your best to get through it. or you can sit and bitch about it. And all the people that they interviewed on there, not all of them, but most of them were just bitchers. They they were just like, oh, this ruins my whole... Yes, it sucks, dude. It did ruin your vacation. But guess what? You're not dying.
No.
You're going to be fine. And by the way, they're giving you free Bud Light.
And that's my thing, too, is they were acting as if it was a life and death situation.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
You just lose power on the way to Hawaii and then, like, never be seen again.
Yes. So, the worst thing that they had to do... Well, besides wade through poop on the last day.
Which, by the way, kind of was their own doing because they stopped. They refused to poop in the bags.
Well, they said that without the air conditioning, a lot of people moved their beds outside on the deck. And so everybody was just sleeping everywhere. Oh, no. Yeah. As if that's the worst thing in the world.
How unruly.
It only confirmed to me that our society is so baby poo soft that at the first sign of struggle and strife, we are so soft. It's like, I'm with you. Sucks. It was terrible. But the fact that this was some sort of like national tragedy and like all the news coverage of it, people were swarming. I'm like, really?
Well, they had Brooke Baldwin on there. She's from CNN.
Yeah.
Or was at CNN at the time. And she said they were being told not to cover the story. They're like, that's beneath us. We don't want to cover
that. Because I don't actually really remember it being covered. Now, I think if anyone were in real danger, we would have seen it covered.
They did cover it. They ultimately went with it, and it became freaking headline news.
Everywhere.
Everyone could not get enough of this story.
What year was it?
2013, I think.
Okay.
Good Morning America was covering it. CNN.
I thought it was more recent.
Take a look. I may be wrong. I thought I remember 2013.
Now, I don't know what this is in reference to, but one YouTuber says the lawyer was easily the best part of the documentary. He made me laugh out loud.
Well, hold on that. Yes, February 2013, you're correct. I thought it was more recent than that. Anyway, CNN, Brooke Baldwin was on there. She said, dude, once we actually decided to cover it, it absolutely blew up and they couldn't stop covering it, which is another reason why it became a little more than it really was.
Yeah.
They had another cruise ship come by because it was all over the news. They had another cruise ship come by. So all the people waiting in the poop were thinking that they were going to be rescued and get on to the next, to the other ship.
They're like animals at the poop zoo.
Yeah, they were just waving, taking pictures of them. Like,
Look at that dumb cruise ship over there.
I hate to say it. Everyone on that cruise ship, I hated. Every single person.
The only guy that was seemingly normal about it was the guy who claimed that he was going to hold his poop because he just refused to poop in the red bag.
I even hated that guy because, again, he made it out to be like having to poop in a bag was the worst thing that you could
have. I know,
have.
But he was kind of laughing and joking. Like, it was not the worst thing to him. He was just trying to hold his poop.
Yeah.
But another example of why it wasn't that bad. That dude found a working bathroom.
Yeah.
There were working bathrooms.
Yes.
So it's just like, dude, come on. And the lawyer, he was great. The lawyer, I don't know how to describe what he looked like other than jeans, sport coat, long hair, fat, cigar, big drinker, bourbon. Loud personality guy.
He looked like a guy that would be involved in a celebrity.
And he's like, hey, oh man, let me tell you something. The whole documentary, they're talking to him, interviewing him, and he's like, oh my God, I'm going to make so much money. I'm going to sue Carnival. These ships should never have been sailing. This has happened before, and they didn't do anything to... Then they fast forward to the end, and he's like, oh God. It's all on the ticket. These people sign their lives away. I don't know why anyone would ever go on a cruise like that.
Yeah, I guess when you went on a cruise, you basically signed away every guarantee that
He was thinking he was going to sue him for millions and millions of dollars, and he read the fine print of the ticket that the people, that you agree to when they buy the ticket.
Millions
and,
millions of people.
I have no case.
They gave him a full refund from their cruise. They gave him a $500 like gift card, and they gave him a free future cruise for free on Carnival.
What percentage of people do you think take that free cruise, or what percentage never cruise again
on Carnival?
98%
on that poop cruise.
I think this is gonna sound terrible, but I'm sorry,
most of them do.
I think they do,
yeah,
because I think that most, not all, of the people that are on that are there because it's cheap.
Yeah.
That was the best alternative for them, and it still is.
Yeah, and it still is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, that won't happen again, and now I get a free one. I'm in.
Yeah.
because their idea, they think that those are great because they're inexpensive. And they
it's
are.
A deal.
Yeah. I mean, if you're stretching your dollar, a cruise could be a good way to have a good time. There's a lot
food,
to do.
Cheap booze. And yeah, because at the beginning, the one gal was like, she goes, all the food and there's a water slide. Who could ask for more?
I think a lot of people could ask
for
more.
Yeah, I was like,
more,
well, you know.
Maybe get out more, Maude.
That free buffet and that water slide.
But, you know, some people love it. That's fine. It's just, I think if you want, I really have always felt, and this is going to sound even worse, but if you want to round up as many cheap people in one place, if you want to find as many cheap people in one place, you can...
It's a good place to start.
Started a Carnival cruise. Like, every single person on there is a cheap ass. That's why they're there.
It's like a ship full of 5,000 garage sale shoppers.
Yeah, exactly. I know that sounds terrible, but it's...
Yeah. It's
the truth.
It is probably the best way to stretch your vacation dollar.
Absolutely. It's how you create luxury on a budget.
Yes. 100%.
And it's not luxury.
And your idea of luxury...
Well, in their mind, it is.
Your idea of luxury is a water slide and unlimited buffet and
that's
really
right.
Bad
and cocktails. That's luxurious.
For $1,200.
Yes.
So no wonder you're wading through feces.
What more could you ask
for? They also recommissioned the boat. They said they fixed it, but they kind of didn't, and it's back out there sailing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. That's, dude, those crew... That you know that thing wasn't going to get shut down.
Well, yeah, but at least fix it.
Look at this. One texter in. My wife was on the maiden voyage of that ship after it got fixed. She was hesitant to go, but I told her it would be the best cruise ever because they can't afford to have it go wrong. Sure enough, it was a great cruise with great amenities.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they steamed those carpets real well. You're not getting me on that boat.
Hell no. You can't get me on that boat even if before the poopy.
Never been on a cruise.
Someone else says they get free stuff and get to complain about it to other people for the rest of their lives. That's heaven.
God, well, for them it is.
And that
it
was
is.
The other thing, too, that I...
That is an archetype.
You know my theory. No matter what goes wrong, the first thing anyone does is take out their phone. The amount of people just filming their wallow in misery...
There's a couple thousand people. This has become their identity. It's what they talk about at parties. Have you seen the documentary I was in?
Did you see the Japan flight and what happened with that?
Recently?
Yeah, like just yesterday. So there was a Japanese airline that had some sort of mechanical problem, and it plunged from 35,000 feet to
I did see this.
Like 10,000 feet in like immediately. Mm. And the oxygen mask came down and, you know, the whole deal. I guess the stewardess was crying, yelling at people. I mean, it is bad. So everyone thought it was over, right? Like, this was not a gentle descent. Yeah. And it's there's all kinds of reports. People, which I get it, you're in a time of crisis, but people were writing letters. Goodbye. People were writing down PIN numbers to like bank accounts and stuff. I'm like, you realize that's your plane's going to go down in a fiery ball. I don't think your post-it note's going to make it, but whatever. The amount of people, and you can look it up. It's all over. The amount of people that were taking selfies and videos of their imminent death is stunning to me.
Well, they survived and they went viral.
You are on.
That's right.
You are going down and you all think you are dying.
Well, what else are you going to do?
It's the kid that got bit by the snake and videoed it and was like, I'm cooked.
Dude, there is a guy who took a, and they're out there, you see him. He took a series of selfies with the mask on his face, and he's like crying, and yet he's taking selfies. You absolute what? Like, you're dying.
What do you want him to do?
That's what. This is where we're
at. What do you want him to do? What would you do? Sit there and twiddle your thumbs?
Why are we taking selfies?
Not hello.
For who?
They're bored.
You're dying. You're on your way to dying.
There's nothing else to do.
Take selfies.
Well, that's what some people think.
I guess. Look it up. And by the way, it turned out it was fine. They landed. A bit of a mishap. Oops.
See? And that's why you take selfies, because now...
So now you can post, hey, this is when I almost died?
Uh-huh.
Clout. Can't put a price on it.
We are at the point, no matter what, the first instinct, take it. You know what? We brought up that Bi-Mart situation. Like, what would happen if you saw someone loading a gun at a store? You know what people would do? They'd
take their phones out.
Yep. They'd take their... They're like, I'm going to film the hell out of it. Someone one day is going to film someone just like doing that and then pointing the gun at him. They're like, oh my, look at guys, look at what's happening here. And they're going to film the bullet going through their forehead. Hey, baby, yeah, it went viral. I just can't believe that that is your instinct. The last thing you want to do on this earth as your plane plummets to the ground is take a death selfie that no one will see because your phone is about to go up in a fiery ball of hell.
For the gram, bro.
Like as the plane, you're like, I got to get this posted. I got to get this uploaded right now.
That's right. Could be the most famous Instagram post of all time if it can get it up.
I guess.
All right. Well, watch.
People though writing farewell notes and the whole deal.
Watch Poop Cruise. It is on Netflix. Kind of a fun little watch. It's only about an hour long.
You'll end up disliking everyone other than the captain. I liked the captain.
The lady captain. Oh, the one. Yeah.
Yeah. The lady in charge of it?
She was trying to do her best.
She was doing her
best. I thought the chef was funny.
Yeah, the chef was great.
Anyway, good little watch. Okay. How many partners have you been with? Souk reveals the number. Next, here's Buck.